Facebook is offering a peek behind the curtain, what it means for your newsfeed, coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting in New York. Hoping that you're not too attached to your news feed, Facebook is going to tweak it yet again. As it announces these changes, it's also giving us an in on the inner workings of our timeline and news feed. Let's get to the very latest with Wall Street Journal reporter Deepa Seetharaman. Welcome back, Deepa.
Thank you.
So Facebook is letting us peek behind the curtain a little more, you know, letting us in on how what we see on our timelines is determined. Specifically, Facebook revealed more about the human involvement. What can we learn? What has Facebook revealed on that front?
So Facebook's changes, they laid out a set of principles or, you know, values, what drives the newsfeed. And one of the things that Facebook executives have gotten a lot more clear on and a lot and have articulated more publicly is the role of humans behind the newsfeed. They are human beings. It's a 200-person team that takes surveys people, Facebook users around the world every day and asks lots of questions and, you know, is constantly speaking to people about their experience with the newsfeed. And they determine a set of values, and that's kind of the starting point for the product. You know, Facebook for a long time kind of allowed a lot of people to believe that this was a product driven largely by computers, by an algorithm, that it was sort of neutral in that way. And they're taking a little bit more ownership of the human element behind the scenes.
Now, a couple of months back, we spoke about it on this podcast. There was some Facebook controversy about claims of suppressed conservative opinions, a biased newsfeed, confusing algorithms. Do any of those sorts of things continue to be a factor here?
I think what that controversy revealed to Facebook was just how little people understood about the product and how it works. I think there are a lot of people, and Facebook has 1.65 billion people who use it at least once a month and over a billion people who use it every day. But a lot of those people think that, you know, there are human beings choosing exactly the story that you see in your newsfeed and that they have the power to sort of flip a switch and, you know, suppress a viewpoint or, you know, and sort of take it away from everybody's feeds. Mm-hmm. And Facebook is trying to use today's announcement as a jumping off point to sort of explain how that's not always the case. Or that's not the case, right? That there are humans involved that determine principles, values, guidelines, but in terms of the specific involvement, not so much.
So one thing about Facebook, it's a company that does seem to want to keep on top of what users want and trying to accommodate it. And with their latest announcements, they have also stated that they're going to revamp a few things. Anything specific that led to another revamping?
So The other thing that Facebook, they made two separate announcements today. One was laying out these principles, but the other was a change, a tweak in the algorithm that promotes friend content over sort of publisher content. So, you know, you'll see stuff from your mom more often than you will see stuff from the Wall Street Journal. You know, I think that is, Facebook tells us that's a response done and you know, that they've made that change in response to user feedback, and which I think is what you're talking about, the way that they tweak the product in response to what, you know, people say they want. Mm-hmm. But I think they've also found that, you know, when there's a lot of publisher content that's very well produced and professional, you know, the volume of that and the quality of that sort of drowns out, you know, your friends. And I think they're trying to bring it back to its roots a little bit more. Whether that'll actually work is unclear.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because, you know, this is, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but a lot of, a main way people get their news is via Facebook. Publishers are a staple on everyone's news feed. Is this something that might become an issue at some point for publishers?
I think so. I think but it's unclear exactly how and where and, you know, when it'll take effect. Some publishers have reported already seeing a decline in their reach and their audience and traffic that they get from Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook accounts for a little over 40% of traffic.
Wow.
to publishers. It's more than Google. So small changes like this can have a big impact on what publishers see in their feeds or in terms of their traffic. And so there are already publishers who are seeing a decline, and then some publishers are seeing a boost. And that's because while Facebook is elevating friend content over publisher content, you know, once a person, a Facebook user, you or me, shares an article, it becomes friend content. That content is suddenly is elevated in people's newsfeed. So what this does is the articles that people are more likely to share are more likely to get traffic and attention from Facebook. And so there's, you know, that'll affect a lot of different publishers differently. You know, I was talking to one publisher today who said he's seen a boost because he creates a lot of inspirational videos, right? Feel-good stories, things that are positive, and so people want to share that. But his hypothesis is, you know, stories about rape and murder and things happening in, you know, in Turkey and, you know, world events that are negative or complex don't get shared as often. And maybe those kinds of stories won't be as visible. That's this one publisher's contention. It's something that we're going to have to watch.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be sure to keep our eyes out on the latest revampings of Facebook, and would love to have you back. So, Deepa, thank you as always for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been speaking with Deepa Seetharaman. She's a Wall Street Journal reporter based in San Francisco covering all things Facebook. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.